The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Crews putting out a fire that broke out this morning on the electrified third rail at BART Civic Center Station in San Francisco, which was closed for a short time. But it's yet the latest equipment malfunction on the area-wide train system. More from KCBS's Ken Duffy.
This man who was in the area of Hyden Market heard the blast loud and clear.
It's a boom. After that, the smoke coming out.
BART tells us a blown insulator caused the noise, and the fire department also tells us nobody was hurt on scene despite the issue. There was a more than one-hour station shutdown that followed, but it's the third weekday malfunction for BART in less than a week.
All the money that they got, and they can't fix three explosions in a week? That's maiming.
James lives in the Tenderloin. He rides the trains often, but says after that, he's avoiding them for a while.
I feel like something's going on, and they're not doing their job. Somebody's not doing their job. I know they got the money for it.
Leon arrived shortly after Civic Center from Balboa Station. He was on the train for a half hour. It usually takes him 10 minutes to get here.
I mean, like, if it happens often, yeah, they should honestly fix that.
And Paola, who just got off a Muni bus, thinks in light of all this, BART needs to invest more in maintenance.
Yeah, instead of putting our tax dollars and our money elsewhere and things that, like, don't benefit community and people who live here and who commute here.
At the Civic Center Station, Ken Duffy, KCBS.
After a four-year pandemic hiatus, San Francisco's Glide Memorial Church is bringing back its holiday turkey drive. As KCBS's David Welch reports, frozen turkeys play a crucial part in thousands of holiday meals.
Lindsay Coonan with Glide says they're shooting for around 300 frozen birds, and she says they're doing what they can to make the handoff as easy as possible.
Bring it from your car. You don't even have to get out of your car.
Coonan isn't joking, and their special turkey tent means any vehicle can pull up, drop off, and drive away in a matter of moments. She says it all goes towards making memorable meals for the holidays, and she says this year they need the help more than ever.
We're serving about, 700 additional meals a day here at Glide just from this disruption in SNAP.
Coonan says they're asking for frozen turkeys because it gives their kitchen flexibility, and she says even the smallest donations have an impact.
You know, it seems like a small thing, one turkey, but it makes such a difference.
In San Francisco, David Welch, KCBS.
A federal lawsuit filed by U.S. Representative Eric Swalwell accuses the Trump administration's top housing regulator of abusing his position to misuse private mortgage records belonging to Swalwell and other Democratic critics of the Republican president. Swalwell sued Federal Housing Finance Agency Director Bill Pulte today, less than 2 weeks after Pulte formally referred the California Democrat to the Justice Department for possible criminal prosecution on mortgage fraud charges. Swalwell is seeking a court order for Pulte and his agency to withdraw the criminal referral. Pulte did not immediately respond to a text message or phone call seeking comment on the lawsuit. Air pollution is different in winter than it is in summer, and it can be uniquely dangerous for certain people. There's a Spare the Air alert in effect this Thanksgiving. KCBS's Rebecca Gideon with more.
Well, you can roast chestnuts this holiday season, but you won't be able to do it on an open flame. There's a Spare the Air alert in effect for the Bay Area.
The Air District is issuing this alert for tomorrow and Thanksgiving Day.
That's Ralph Borman of the Bay Area Air Quality Management District. You've probably smelled the chimney smoke in your neighborhood as the days and nights get colder.
At this time of the year, we get higher levels of particulates, fine particles that are in the atmosphere.
And that's not healthy. Winter air pollution is different, and it's especially unhealthy for vulnerable populations like older adults and small children and people with pre-existing health conditions.
You know, the particles that are in the air that are a problem in the wintertime, that can affect their breathing and their health.
During the wintertime, residential wood smoke is a main contributor to fine particle pollution, and it's responsible for poor air quality days all over the country. Rebecca Gideon, KCBS.
As part of the West Coast Health Alliance, California is endorsing a statement maintaining strong recommendation of childhood vaccines. The statement follows the CDC's update to its website, suggesting a causal link between vaccines and autism. The Alliance says that the suggestion is misleading for families seeking clear information and potentially harmful to those with autism. California, Oregon, Washington, and Hawaii make up the West Coast Health Alliance, which works to ensure that public health recommendations are evidence-based and guided by science. The Alliance maintains that scientists have not found a link between vaccines and autism. and advises families to turn to healthcare providers and reputable organizations for information. The revival continues in San Francisco's Union Square just as the holiday shopping season kicks into full gear. Independently owned, the Best Bookstore on Powell Street is set to open Friday through the city's Vacant to Vibrant program. Since 2023, the initiative has activated 26 storefronts across Union Square, the Financial District, and Market Street, with more than half of those pop-ups turning into long-term leases. Also joining in on Union Square's revival is queer-owned boutique Fibers of Being, opening up on Market Street tomorrow. Meanwhile, larger retailers like Gap and Uniqlo are looking to return to the area. Oakland's Laney College is set to receive upwards of $220,000 tapped for security upgrades to improve campus safety. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports from Oakland. It comes less than 2 weeks after the school's beloved athletic director was fatally shot on campus.
John Beam had reportedly voiced concerns about campus safety at Laney College in the days leading up to his death. Now, in a unanimous vote, the Peralta Community College District giving the go-ahead to make improvements in hopes of improving campus safety. In a statement to KCBS, a spokesman for Laney College says the money will be used for things like fencing and lighting, security cameras, emergency phones, and more. Eric is a Laney College student and plays on the football team.
Everyone's staying strong, and we're still safe, and like everyone's still safe at the moment, and we're just trying to get past this difficult time.
The campus is patrolled by a very visible private security. The school had previously contracted with the Alameda County Sheriff's Office up until 2020.
They didn't see the person walk in the building, so we're like that needs to change. And yeah, so I think we need a better security team for that.
For now, Eric says he's pushing forward with his team.
We're trying to fight through it a little bit, so we're still coming to class lately. And yeah, I'm still trying to be a scholar at this point right now.
At Laney College in Oakland, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Police in Foster City have announced an arrest tied to a decades-old cold case. The body of Nancy Galvani was found floating inside a sleeping bag near the San Mateo Bridge back in 1982. Yesterday, police arrested her former husband, Patrick Galvani, now 81, in San Francisco. He was booked into jail in San Mateo on suspicion of murder. Police have not said what triggered Patrick Galvani's arrest over 40 years after his wife's murder. Over the weekend, Elon Musk's X unveiled a feature that lets users see where an account is based. Online sleuths and experts quickly found that many popular accounts with thousands or hundreds of thousands of followers, often posting in support of the MAGA movement, are based outside of the United States. That raises concerns about foreign influence in U.S. politics. Researchers at NewsGuard identified several popular accounts that appear to be run by Americans interested in politics, but instead were based in Eastern Europe, Asia, or Africa. Others were claiming using fabricated screenshots that accounts were based outside the U.S. when they weren't. Specialty home goods retailer Williams-Sonoma suing sustainable retailer Quince for allegedly misleading customers. Williams-Sonoma says Quince is selling lower quality dupes of their beds, cookware, and other products and assuring the same quality for a lower price. In the complaint, Williams-Sonoma also objected to Quince's use of comparative advertising, which includes the Williams-Sonoma brand name. Williams-Sonoma says it will not permit Quince to mislead consumers, and it's seeking triple damages over false advertising and unfair competition. The lawsuit comes during Williams-Sonoma busy holiday sales season. The Warriors and the Valkyries teaming up to give back to the community during the holidays by hosting a Season of Giving campaign for children in the Bay Area. More from KCBS's Ken Duffy at the Chase Center.
Mobilize Love, which does community outreach for local school kids, brought a number of children to the Golden State Shop for the Hoopers and Holiday Treats event to decorate holiday cookies and go on a free shopping spree care of the teams for gear. But the kids got a real great surprise when two of the Warriors, forward Guy Santos and guard Will Richards, showed up wearing Team Santa hats, along with Violet, the Valkyries mascot, handing out cookies and joining them in the activity. Richard really knows what it means for kids at this time of year. He was born on Christmas Eve.
Oh, it's special. I mean, being able to come out, you know, give back to the kids, especially during the holiday season, it's fun. It's what you do it for.
Santos says it's a wonderful way to get closer to fans and work on his icing skills. He tried to draw a W on a cookie.
My idea was draw a yellow, then like a breach on blue.
You almost got it.
But didn't look well like I thought, but it's still good.
In the end, Santos says it's all about taking in the moment.
Be around people like damn kids. It's nothing better than that.
At the Chase Center, Ken Duffy, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.